I've read the fiery gospel written burnished rows of steel. As you deal with my condemner, so with you my grace shall deal. Let the hero born of woman crush the serpent with his heel, since God is marching on.
Hey guys, I'm out hiking in the beginning of a beautiful Minnesota fall, and I had some thoughts while I was hiking that I want to share with you. Can a nation be demonically possessed? That's a question I want to talk about here today. You know, we've been studying Mystery Babylon and how she had this cup that was full of the filthiness of her fornication and abominations. And she pours them out upon the entire earth. And basically those symbolize the false religions of paganism, the worship of demons, and every other unclean and filthy thing upon this earth. And I'm going to read from Luke chapter 11. When Jesus was casting out demons, this is what he said. He says, but I with the finger of God, Luke 11 verse 20, but I with the finger of God cast out devils. No doubt the kingdom of God is come upon you. He says, when a strong man armed keepeth his palace, his goods are in peace. But when a stronger than he shall come upon him and overcome him, he taketh from him all his armor, wherein he trusteth and divideth his spoils. You know, that's what the strong man, we've talked about that before. You know, every man, every Christian man ought to be the strong man of his house, protecting his house, not just physically, but spiritually as well. And that's why there is this assault upon men in America today. Because Satan knows that if he binds that strong man who's supposed to be the shepherd and the spiritual leader of his house, that he can go in and take over the whole house, destroy the family. And that is the goal of demons today. And so Christ says, he that is not with me is against me. Verse 23, and he that gathereth not with me scattereth. 24, when the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, now pay attention, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. He saith, I will return unto my house whence I came out. So Jesus is going to use an analogy of what happens when an unclean spirit leaves a person, is cast out of a person. You know, I can't help but think about America in this, in that America was made up primarily of those descendants of the lost tribes of Israel who migrated north over the Caucasus Mountains after the Assyrian and Babylonian captivities and later spread Christianity throughout the world. But what happened was after so many years of I'll say it this way. 2,500 years ago, our people went into captivity because they got taken over by the Assyrians first, then the Babylonians, because they started worshiping the gods of the pagans. They started worshiping demons and devils and sacrificing their children upon the altars of Baal and Molech. And then later on, Christianity came and cleanse those people. You know, those people, the Christianity was accepted primarily by the lost Israelites. So they were cleansed of, as a nation overall, they were cleansed of their demonic possession, cleansed of paganism. And now, just until recently here in America, paganism is beginning to come back in. Why is that? Because we've left our house empty. We've removed God. There is no protection from demons now. And there's something very important we need to know about that, because, you know, we thought it was bad when the Israelites were steeped in paganism before. Oh, I mean, look at what's happening today and what's coming. It's going to be 7 times worse. Let me finish reading here. He says, so when an unclean spirit has gone out of a man, after he's cast out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest and finding none. He saith, I will return unto my house whence I came out, he will return to the Israelites. And when he cometh, he findeth it swept and garnished, empty. No Christ, no God. Then goeth he, and he taketh with him seven other spirits more wicked than himself. And they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. And then in another place, Jesus says, so shall it be unto this wicked generation, this lawless generation, this perverse generation. So basically what we're looking at is the Israelites long ago, 2,500 years ago or more, started following the ways of the heathen. And they became, in a sense, possessed as a nation. Just this focused on immorality, depravity, and everything that's wicked. Then they were cleansed with the teachings of Jesus Christ. And now we've thrown him out, we've thrown God out, our house is empty, and now those demons are coming back seven times more powerful. Worse than it was before. And if you ever wonder why, you look out at America today and it baffles me when I think that, when I observe that people are so obsessed with sin. Obsessed with wanting to abort their babies. Obsessed with every perversion and homosexuality and sodomy. And obsessed with adulteries and fornications. It's an obsession. Or could we say, is it a national demonic possession? Think about that. Hey, I'm going to go continue with my hike here. And if I have any more thoughts, I'll stop and talk to you some more. But always remember, this generation, we are in a spiritual war. Ephesians chapter 6 tells us that we are fighting against evil spirits that are in high principalities and powers of the darkness of this world. So stand up and be a Christian overcomer.